Crosspoint Community Church and our Good Friday service. Bienvenidos y buenas tardes. Vamos a estar celebrando hoy Viernes Santo. Entonces, me gustaría primero orar y después vamos a recibir a los niños con una presentación. So what you are going to see today is we're going to have our children's ministry give us a presentation this evening, and then after that, we'll have some music. After that, we'll have a brief message, and then we're going to have at the Lord's Supper at the end, as we finish our service today. It's really easy to take Good Friday and look at it in a somber way. But we shouldn't. It really is a celebration of the love of Christ and what he did for us in his sacrifice. So I want you to see it in that light this evening. Es bien fácil cuando tenemos la celebración de Viernes Santo de mirarlo como algo triste. Pero realmente, hermanos, no es. Debe ser una celebración. Una celebración del amor de Cristo. Y su sacrificio por nosotros. Entonces, vamos a inclinar nuestros rostros. What we're going to do at this time is we're going to go ahead and open with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask you to join me by bowing your heads, and we'll open up that way. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you so much for the privilege to be able to gather together and to be able to take some time out to reflect and to see and understand what it is that Christ did for us at Calvary's cross. Señor y Padre Celestial, tenemos las gracias en esta tarde, en este momento en el cual vamos a mirar y vamos a tratar de entender, Señor, realmente lo que hizo Jesucristo por nosotros sobre la cruz del Calvario. Ayúdame, Señor, poner atención. Ayúdame, Señor, enfocar para apreciar. So we thank you, Father. We ask you to help us to be able to focus and to be able to pay attention to what matters and to see and appreciate your great love that you sent to us in your Son, Christ. And we ask you these things in his precious name. Todo lo pedimos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús y todos dijeron, Amen. Well, I'd like to say a few things about the significance and the meaning of Good Friday to us as Christians. Quiero hablar un ratito sobre el significado y lo que, más bien lo que significa o lo que representa Viernes Santo para nosotros que somos cristianos. I'm going to look real quick and read from a couple of passages. I don't expect any of you today to be able to follow me. If you did bring your Bible, that's fine. I'll give you the verses. I'll give you the passages. Okay, so, hermanos, si tiene su Biblia, puede seguirme. Si quiere anotarlas después, los puede mirar. So, for many years after Christ's death, as the gospel was beginning to spread throughout the world, the Apostle Paul became the leading spokesman. And he wrote something in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And I'm going to take time to read it in a minute. El apóstol Pablo, cuando empezó el Evangelio a llegar a diferentes partes del mundo, escribió a los corintios en su primera epístola, en el capítulo 5, 7. What the apostle Paul did is he made reference to Christ in saying, "For Christ, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed." Lo que hizo y lo que escribió Pablo es lo siguiente: nuestra Pascua, que es Cristo, ha sido sacrificada por nosotros. So what Paul was doing, he was confirming, he was identifying who Jesus was. And he identifies him as the Passover lamb. all of Israel understood exactly what that meant. Because for thousands of years, every year around this time of the year, they celebrated. And every family had to offer a lamb as a sacrifice for their sins. Lo que pasaba por miles de años, y cuando hablamos de la Pascua, los israelitas, los judíos, entendían bien a qué se refería. Porque por estos miles de años tenían que observar una vez al año el hecho de sacrificar un cordero. Entonces, Pablo identifica a Cristo como la Pascua nuestra. Amen. So, Paul, looking back, identifies Jesus as the one that they had been waiting for. So this is after his death, after his resurrection, after his ascension. Entonces, estamos seguros, hermanos, que Jesús es nuestro Pascua porque Pablo lo identifica después de la resurrección, después de la ascensión. Y nosotros entonces entendemos que es el Mesías que esperaban. Now, interestingly enough, before his ministry, there was also an identification of who Jesus was. And it was by John the Baptist. So what I want you to see is after, before, and during his ministry, he was always identifying himself as the one who came to sacrifice his life on behalf of others. And what we have on that passage from John 1:29, it says, the next day he, that is John the Baptist, as he was baptizing people in the Jordan River, he looked up and he saw Jesus coming toward him and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Lo que vemos también en Juan el Bautista, tenemos esta idea de que no solamente Pablo lo pudo identificar después de su ministerio, Juan el Bautista lo pudo identificar antes de su ministerio. Cuando inició, cuando comenzó su ministerio, Juan el Bautista dijo lo siguiente, vio que Jesús venía hacia él y dijo, este es el Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado del mundo. Entonces lo identifica antemano. So now, what we see here then is that John the Baptist, looking toward the ministry of Christ, Paul, looking back at the ministry of Christ, both of them are saying the same thing. Jesus is the sacrifice. Jesus is the Passover lamb. And what's beautiful about John's announcement is when he sees Jesus, Jesus is coming toward him, and he presents himself. He comes ready, willingly, of his own free will. It's his mission. It's his purpose. That's why he came. He came obeying the Father and the plan of salvation that had been established, according to the Bible, before the very foundation of the earth. And we know from the Old Testament that there were prophecies of the Messiah that go back centuries, if not a number of millenniums. So they're looking for him. He comes and he presents himself. And how is he identified and how is he presented? As the Lamb of God. Lo que vemos entonces, hermanos, es cuando Jesús llega y Juan el Bautista lo mira caminando hacia él sobre el río Jordán, cuando estaba bautizando ahí, ¿recuerdan? Jesús mismo se presenta. Y la idea aquí es que él se presenta voluntariamente de libre albedrío con el propósito de cumplir con la misión por el cual él fue enviado. Tenemos que entender entonces que, y lo hemos visto recientemente en nosotros sermones de los domingos, que Jesús viene motivado por amor. Jesús viene también obedeciendo el plan del Padre. Y se presenta y ahí está, para entregarse. Realmente su sacrificio empezó ahí en el río Jordán. O realmente empezó antes de que el mundo fue fundado, creado. Porque sabemos por Apocalipsis que él fue el que decidió venir para el rescate de los hombres. So what we find then is this voluntary, motivated, voluntary sacrifice, motivated by love. He already knew what was waiting for him. He already knew how he would suffer. But he came and he was compelled by love, not just for us, but also for his Father who sent him on this rescue mission. So I want to just talk about one of the last sayings of Christ on the cross, and I believe to be one of the more important ones. It is the one where he says this, and it's found in John's Gospel, chapter 19:30. It says, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he's already on the cross, he said this, very important for what we're doing today, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. So the last words from Christ were, it is finished. And if we go to the Greek original word as it was penned in the Gospels, it is a word, tetelestai, which is an accounting term, which means paid in full. Paid in full, completely and forever. That's the idea. Entonces lo que encontramos, hermanos, en Juan, cuando Jesús está colgando en la cruz, sus últimas palabras antes de morir, y dice esto, cuando Jesús probó el vinagre, dijo, consumado es. Luego inclinó la cabeza y entregó el Espíritu. Sus últimas palabras eran, consumado es. Y esta palabra viene del griego y lo conocemos bien aquí en esta iglesia, pero yo creo que vale la pena repetirla. Estaba diciendo, pagado por completo. No solamente pagado por completo, pero para siempre. Jamás se tiene que pagar de nuevo. So what we find then is that Jesus is saying that something got paid in full. Now this word is interesting because they found it on invoices. And there's a lot of commerce in the Mediterranean world, ships going here and there and everywhere. And they found this stamped, if you will, or written across invoices, tetelestai, paid in full. So the word was taken by the gospel writer, John, and he used it as he's inspired of the Holy Spirit to identify what Christ did at Calvary's cross. He made a full payment. Now, I don't know about you, but I sure like to see that tetelestai on some of my credit card bills and statements, you know. I like to see that on my pink slip, you know, like, for instance, I'll pay it in full. Maybe on the mortgage, too, right? Would be a nice thing to see. Entonces, lo que encontramos, hermanos, en esta palabra tetelestai, se encontraba en facturas. Facturas en el mundo de comercio, donde había mucho movimiento sobre los barcos en el Mediterráneo. Y cuando se pagaba la mercancía o cualquier cosa que se pagaba, encontraban esta palabra tetelestai, en donde identificaba que se pagó por completo. Y le estaba diciendo a los hermanos en inglés que cómo me gustaría ver esa palabra en mis estados de cuentas de las tarjetas de crédito, ¿no? O tal vez en el título de mi carro. Bueno, tenemos la idea, ¿no? So I think we get the idea here. And that's really all I want to talk about today, is to understand that Jesus wipes away any debt owed to the Father, not by him, by us. So first and foremost, we have this idea of a paid debt. What is that debt that was paid off? It was the debt of our sins. That's exactly why he came. And what we have in Jesus' sacrifice and what he said in his last words was that our debt of sin was paid in full and completely forever. We have no debt to pay. We only have one thing we can do with this gift that he's offering us because someone else paid it. And this is where we get the idea of substitutionary sacrifice. The just one, Christ, paying the debt for the unjust. The innocent one, taking the place of the guilty. Do you see what's going on here? It's the great exchange. He trades places with us. And where we have rightfully have been on that cross ourselves, or we were should pay for our own debts, Christ steps in and pays it because we really can't pay for our own debts. It's too big. It's too large. Entonces lo que encontramos aquí es que Jesús paga una deuda por completo. Y esa deuda es la deuda del pecado. Y encontramos aquí el concepto de que alguien va a sustituir nuestro lugar, va a tomar nuestro lugar, va a cambiar lugares con nosotros. El justo por los injustos, el inocente por aquel, por aquellos que son culpables. ¿Se dan cuenta, hermanos, qué bello es el mensaje de salvación? ¿Se dan cuenta que lo único que podemos hacer es recibir este regalo por fe y darle gracias a Dios? Entonces, hermanos, eso es lo que estamos celebrando. So, Jesus finished the work that he came to do on behalf of the Father and for our benefit. So when we take the Lord's Supper, what we're doing is we're remembering what someone else did for us, not what we are doing for ourselves. The only thing we can do, according to the Bible, is to receive it by faith. It's our own free will. We have that choice. He's given us that choice. So when we take the Lord's Supper today, we're remembering his great love for us. All that he endured, knowing what was waiting for him, but also knowing the benefit that would be for us. Entonces, cuando tomamos la Santa Cena, hermanos, estamos recordando lo que el Señor Jesús hizo por nosotros, lo cual no pudimos hacer nosotros por nosotros mismos. Y lo hizo completamente consciente de lo que le esperaba, el sufrimiento. Lo hizo porque sabía los beneficios que iban a ser nuestras si simplemente lo aceptáramos por fe, lo recibiéramos por fe. Es nuestro. Decisión nuestra por libre albedrío. Pero con ese tipo de amor, ¿quién lo puede rechazar? Amén. So what we're going to do then, we're going to take a moment to set up for the Lord's Supper. And I'm going to go through some of the passages that speak to that. Remembering simply and without any, you know, fluff, if you will, because the gospel really is a simple message. It's about what someone else did for us. Entonces vamos a tomar la Santa Cena. Lo queremos mirar en una manera simple, porque no es complicado. Lo que Él hizo por nosotros. Amén. Let's pray. Vamos a orar, hermanos. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this evening for this time that we spent reflecting on what it is that your Son has done for us. And we're grateful and we're thankful. Our prayer, Lord, is that every day we would see him and his love for us in a greater way, and that that love would also motivate us and compel us and control our lives so that we might be a reflection, or we might be a light, as the children sung earlier, reflecting your love to the world that doesn't know you. Help us to fulfill our responsibility of sharing the good news, first by example, and then when the opportunity arises, by sharing and telling whoever you bring into our path the story, the greatest story ever told. Padre Celestial, te damos las gracias una vez más por el privilegio de poder compartir, Señor, en esta tarde, la Santa Cena, y más importante, Señor, pedimos que al reflejar en lo que hizo Jesús por nosotros, podemos reflejar nosotros ese amor y esa luz que cantaron los niños. Y reflejando esa luz, que más te conozcan. Pedimos, Señor, que nuestro evangelio sea por ejemplo primero. Y si se nos abre la oportunidad y la puerta, entonces también podemos contar la historia más bella que se ha contado en la historia, Señor, la de nuestro Señor y nuestro Rey Jesucristo. Gracias por cada uno de mis hermanos. Gracias por todas las familias aquí representadas, Señor. We thank you for everyone that's here this evening, Lord, and their families. We ask you to be with them, to go with them, to lead and protect them. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.